Item number 16 is the 2011 appropriation transfers for July.
Thank you.
Move approval, Mr. Chair.
That's not me.
Excuse me, Supervisor, did you move approval?
Yes.
I'm David Sartori. I am one of the three Milwaukee County Board of Election Commissioners. If there is any question from the committee, I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay. No, that's my question.
I don't see any questions right now, but we do have one person who would like to speak to this item.
That's him. I'm just saying that's the only person that we have.
So if there are no other persons that would like to speak to this item.
What's his last name?
Sartori.
Sir.
It means tailor in Italian. Sartorial.
Yes, sir.
Sartorius, the longest muscle in the human body, known as the scissor muscle.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good education. Thank you.
So now you all know more about Italian than you knew ever wanted to know.
Grazie. Buongiorno. Buonasera.
Okay. I got a couple questions. I would like to separate item C2, 3, and 4.
Separate items C2, C3, and C4.
Right.
Item C2 is item WH01005 West College Avenue and
Hampton
Avenue,
Oakland, West Oakland.
Yep.
And then C3 is the Lake Park Bridge, South 13th Street, Boston to College. And C4 is the Connecticut River Parkway. Well, you can say, Connecticut River Parkway and South 13th, Boston and College.
Okay. Supervisor Smith.
I'll ask the pro forma question since Supervisor Jurczyk isn't here. She always asks, and so it's just for formality, has the county executive signed off on all these transfers, please? I got two answers. Okay, good.
No, that wasn't you. Get off the Brian.
Thank you.
Are you administration, new administration? Congratulations.
Yeah. Are you in dance?
Okay.
Okay.
Now we found out Italian, now we got a new administrator. Okay.
And are there any new items listed in this fund transfer?
They had a slight correction on that green piece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
green
right.
Piece.
There was something on the first bullet.
So should my motion include the revised?
Just part of green print?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the change for
I want this to separate action too.
Okay. Oh, okay. Ms. Brian, you go on.
Not now. Wait to it. Later.
The change on the green sheet transfer, there's two changes, basically minor.
Do we take the roll call yet?
Supervisor Mayor, she's
7977.
She's a
supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Better not start yelling. No yelling, ma'am.
No.
Okay. Ms. Bryant has the floor. Ms. Bryant.
Object 7977, minor PP equipment. In the original packet, that dollar amount there was $209. It really should be $200,000. And then the other change, the first bullet, the bottom of that page, it should read installation of the 10 gig connection to support additional network needs. And those are the only two changes.
Okay. And all of the items listed in the fund transfer are consistent with items that were approved in the 2011 budget. So no new projects are just popping up.
I get to use that.
2011, 2010.
Mr. Chairman, I can't say that that is true because the purpose of the transfer is to modify it.
Modify it.
Okay. Say that one more time.
An appropriation transfer is a modification of the budget, either through the dollar amount or a change in scope. That's the intent of the appropriation transfer.
Thank you, Ms. Frank. Supervisor Mayo, did you have anything to add?
No, separate.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo has asked for separation of items C2, 3, 4, and the revised green item that we have before you. So
I give this one. Since you gave her the floor, I let her talk about it. I won't separate. I'm going to separate.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor. So that's just items C2, C3, and C4 that are separated. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll on the balance?
On the balance. Supervisor Mr. Bruin?
Aye.
Mayo? Aye. Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Colonel West?
Aye.
And Mr.
Chair?
Aye.
Motion on the balance approved 6-0 on
the
separate action.
Okay.
C2.
One, each one separate, or?
Oh, they can take, but I have comments. I would like Secretary, and he brought some people, so we can talk about this real quick.
Okay. Mr. Karen, if you could come forward, please.
You're missing a person.
See my good friend sitting right there. You both introduce yourselves, please.
Sure. Jack Takarian, Director of Transportation, Public Works.
Benedict Rushalu, Manager, Transportation Design and Construction Engineering.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Supervisor Mayo had asked that Director Bertrand be here as well. He was on a scheduled vacation. I tried to get a hold of him to come in for this meeting, but I was unable to do so.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have concerns about, you know, like Ms. Bryant, when Ms. Bryant said, talk about modification. And I just want to go to college, and I would like to find out exactly when did college, off of college, West Cox Avenue. And so we're going to combine so we can get this over real quickly. Rosslyn to College and South 13 and Rosslyn College. When was that? When was that? Those projects began, and when was it in the budget?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, the project for College Avenue 27th to 51st. Was approved by the board in 2009.
Okay. Since we read that 2009, why was did you start it? Did you have design, or did you just? I want to know about.
Sure, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Project was part of the Build America bonds, where the county went out and purchased, or went out and procured funding for 9, 10, 11, 12 in advance. Now, that project was approved by the county board, had approximately $1.2 million at that point in time attached to it. We were looking to get, and that was for a reconstruction of that project.
Correct.
We were notified earlier this year by Wisconsin Department of Transportation that they were not going to fund that project. So thus, we had thought in 2009 that they were going to fund that project. They did not. We came before this body in March to reallocate those funds to some other projects that we could get done in a short period of time. Since that time, we have met with the supervisor in the area as well as the community. Because we have disabled individuals walking in the right-of-way, the community wanted us to look to do, and the condition of that road itself, look to do something in that area, because what we're looking at long-term from DOT, the earliest we're going to get funding for that segment of road could be 18 or 19, 2018 or 19 at the earliest.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, so when you said individuals walking on the road for a disability, they've been walking that road for a long time because they've been a concern on 13th. I would like to know, with the funding portion of this right now, when you didn't have the money, the complete money, and also, wasn't there a match with the city of Franklin and wherever it is? What's the two cities?
It would be, Mr. Chairman, it would be the city of Franklin and the city of Greenfield.
And which one of those two, at that time, if they matched 20%, did not want to put money into this program, am I correct?
For sidewalks, that is correct.
They did not want to put, they matched into the design because they wanted some elaborate stuff to go into this partial, and they already had the disabled people there. Now, how are you planning to fund this with what kind of funding? Since this is a new project, this is not an old project. This is a new project because you have changed the scope of the plan. They are not doing the funding for them. So explain it to me, please.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, this is not a new project.
It is a new project.
This is a scope change. Certainly, Ms. Bryant is here to tell you whether or not it's a new plan or not. I'm telling you that it's a scope change.
I don't believe
we're going from a reconstruction to a mill and overlay.
Mm-hmm.
That mill and overlay is going to give us approximately an additional 10 to 12 years on that roadway until we can get the appropriate funding. The funding mechanism that's being used is we are looking to use CHIP funds from the federal government, 50%, matched with 50% of bonding from other projects. And those projects that you have highlighted are the projects that we have a surplus in, that we are moving that funding from those the surpluses from those projects to this project to do the mill and overlay.
Okay, when you talk about the CHIP funding, is that CHIP funding present or that future CHIP funding?
Mr. Chairman, it's current funding that we have.
And that's taken from what project, the CHIP funding?
Those projects that are highlighted, Cell 13th and Rawson to, I think it's South 13th, Rawson to College, and is that
Hampton.
And Hampton Avenue.
Was there a delay in this? Why was the delay? And who was the architect on this project?
Mr. Chairman, I need further clarification on it. I don't understand.
Who was the person who designed this project? Who during this project, 2009, who was in control of this project?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, we are not allowed by DOT to start a design on project until we actually get the funding from the state. If we start design prior to getting that agreement, getting the funding from the state, then it's 100% Milwaukee County. So we don't start any design until we actually have the funding from DOT in advance.
So you have just put it on the shelf for 2009, had no funding, then all of a sudden you didn't decide, you did nothing, but you just put on shelves and say, oh, well, we take the money away, and now we're going to come back today and say, well, we got some disabled person coming in.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, when we did the Build America bonds, much like in A&E, we took all the projects from 10, 11, and 12, moved them up to 9, but still scheduled them out for 10, 11, and 12. This was a project that was coming up that would be a project in 2012 that we were looking to get the funding. We'd get the funding now, and that would allow us to begin design in 2012 for this segment of roadway. But because that didn't happen, that's when we looked to change the scope on the project from a construction to a mill and overlay.
So, no problem.
Mr. Tagarian, the other communities that were at one point financially involved in this project, are they still supportive financially to this project?
Mr. Chairman, normally communities are not involved financially to a project unless they're adding segments to it. They're adding lighting. They're adding curb and gutter, and we're not requiring that. If as long as we're putting back what is already there, the commitment from the community, there is no commitment from the community. That 20%, if it's an 80-20, that 20% is coming from the county. The 80% is coming from the state. When they add on lighting, the old way of us doing this is if you added on lighting, there would be a cost sharing in for that particular item. The cost sharing we have now is if communities look to add lighting, I'm going to use that as an example, it's now 100% for that community. DOT will no longer pay for it. The county will no longer pay for it. That community, if they want lighting, he needs to pay for lighting 100% on their own. Sidewalks and bike, pedestrian and bike means or methods, DOT and the federal government have changed those rules. We are now to put sidewalks in if we're using federal dollars, using STP funds and doing a reconstruct. We are required to look at sidewalks and putting sidewalks in. If a community does not want sidewalks, then we need a resolution from that community telling us they don't want sidewalks. Otherwise, DOT or the federal government is required, because they're requiring it, they're required to pay the 80% of those sidewalks, and then something like that, we would then look for the community to assist us on that 20%.
Chairman, in other words, using CHIP funds as STP money?
So
are you putting sidewalks on college?
We are, no, we are not putting sidewalks. What we are doing
Strictly street overlay?
Strictly street overlay.
No complements, nothing else, no curves, no gutters and stuff like that?
Correct.
No lighting?
No lighting.
With your new project. Okay. My question, we've been having a little problems because we had a concern. Who was the project person directly with this project right here? I mean, I know you had a project person. You had an architect. Was it this gentleman here? How do you pronounce your last name?
Elucio.
Elucio. Or was it Mr. Rowland? Was it Tony Bertram? Or was it, who was it? And I'm asking you a direct question, and don't stutter. Just tell me.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, the Director of Transportation Services is Roland Bertrand. Ben Arucciolo is the section head in charge of design. So the two of those individuals are in charge of all design projects and construction of those road projects for Milwaukee County.
So was you in charge of the project in 2009?
Yes.
And was you, so when you decided that we're going to change it and send other money somewhere else, am I correct?
Yes, I was involved in making that decision.
And so when we went in debtness of this project, so you put it on the shelf and you decided, okay, we're going to come back now with a new scope, a new project. So that was your decision?
No, like my director mentioned, we did apply for funds, you know, federal funds to do these projects. For as a reconstruct, but that funding did not go through, so the road itself is in a very bad shape. And
there are a lot of bad shapes in all Milwaukee County. This is a new project, but can I go to another one real quick?
Yes,
how long was this bridge, Lake Park Bridge over? How long has that project been going on? And who was in charge of that project? Who was oversight of that project? And when did it start?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, again, the oversight is a Director of Transportation Services, and Mr. Arucciolo. Mr. Arucciolo will give you an overview of the Lake Park Bridge project.
No, I'm going to do some transportation problems.
The Lake Park Bridge project, design was funded in 2007, and also the construction was funded in 2009.
2007?
Yes. The total money that was funded was $1,450,000. Then the bids came in at $1,841,000, a difference of approximately $400,000. Then when we got to the construction part of it, the structure itself has been spotted, and also there were gaps that are involved in the structure. So that warranted the management engineering firm that was handling the project to make a determination of what direction we need to go with it. So we had to get involved with the State Historical Preservation Office, and we needed additional $500,000 in order to be able to complete construction. That will cover the design and also construction additional construction costs.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
They've been on this project.
With
hold on, Supervisor Mayor.
Mr. Chairman, they've been on this process 207. I'm kind of confused. This department just has generate revenue. Now we're generating projects for almost 7 years, I mean 4 years. It's run real efficient. I have a problem right now. I'm getting concerns. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to support this at all. I know other people will. It's probably a good project. But my concern is, why are we running deficits in projects now? Do we have enough staff in there? And when they budget come up, I want to make sure that we have the right, so we can make the department what it used to be when I first got on the board. This department is going downhill.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the first one, C3, C2, if we were to agree kind of with the statement that it's a new project, would this be your top priority for funds, for the use of these funds of eligible potential other projects?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we have four projects total that we are looking at and evaluating that need some real attention, if we do have surplus and funds to move those around, this is without a doubt one of those.
So even if you viewed it as a separate brand new project, this would be in your top four?
Yes, but okay. Again, it's not getting a new project number. It's
I
just
understand.
A scope okay. change.
I'll move approval of items C2, C3, and C4, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Seeing no other questions, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll on the remaining balance?
Approval of the separate items. Supervisor Stubbroom?
Aye.
Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-1.
Thank you.
Thank you.